From Tony Award-nominated director Michael Arden and the company of The Forest of Arden, there is an immersive world premiere theatrical experience taking place in Williamstown, Massachusetts, that takes you on a journey throughout the town, revealing unexpected surprises around you and within you. You can choose to experience this completely unique site-specific performance by foot or by car and plunge yourself into the center of stories inspired by real events that took place in Western Massachusetts in 1969. To find out more, it's a great pleasure to welcome Michael Arden to the roundtable this morning. Michael, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
I'm so happy to be here with you.
I'm really happy to have you here. I've been a big fan of your work, and it's great to have this company and to have your work so close to us. So give us a sense of how this came about in as part of Forest of Arden, and to think, okay, this is a way that we can do theater this particular summer.
Well, I formed a company called the Forest of Arden a few years ago, and last summer we got together in the height of the pandemic and tried to develop new ways of not only working together, but also new ways of storytelling to keep audiences not only safe, but engaged in immersive and site-specific ways. We also found that we were really excited about telling stories about the places that we were in, because, you know, what that gives to an audience is a sense of event and a sense of endowing the ground on which you stand with some sort of magnificence that we don't often take the time to stop and notice. So we worked on a project last summer called American Dream Study that was sort of born out of the idea of wild dreams everyone began to have during the pandemic, and devised that piece using technology that broadcast video and audio to the audience's smartphones and into their ears. And really found that that was a really exciting medium to work in. And Mandy Greenfield, the artistic director of Williamstown, came to see it and was one of our test audiences, our guinea pigs on this. And loved it and said, hey, I want to commission your company to create a show for Williamstown next summer. And we decided to probably bite off more than we could chew and create two shows, Walking and Driving, which happen simultaneously. But they're actually two separate shows. So it's not like, you know, two sides of one coin, but rather two coins. And we began devising, working with some fabulous writers, Eric Berryman and Jen Silverman, and creating what is taking shape right now, as long as the rain holds out for a couple minutes.
I know you all have been dealing with the rain, and it has been very difficult on certainly rehearsals and getting everything together. But when it'll all clear up and all will be fine, I'm sure. But in the idea of having a site-specific performance by foot or by car is brilliant, because you do get two different experiences, and then the fundamental stories are different as well.
Yes, one story that we've chosen to call them very simple names: Alienation Walking and Alienation Driving. Alienation Walking centers on an event that occurred on the Williams College campus in 1969, when members of the Afro-American Society, led by Preston R. Washington, actually occupied the president's administrative offices for several days to demand better treatment for Black students on campus. So that is sort of the central spoke of what we're exploring in Walking. And in Driving, we are exploring the idea of what it means to be alien, what aliens are, how we will encounter them, how we react when we one day actually do encounter them, and also looking at the story of Betty and Barney Hill, who were an interracial couple in 1961, who were sort of the first documented and became quite famous for telling their story of being abducted by aliens. And sort of Betty and Barney Hill are sort of the blueprint for most alien abduction stories and how they are depicted in media. It was sort of the first time people had ever really talked about that was in 1961. And the fact that they were an interracial couple and what telling their story did to them for the rest of their lives is really fascinating. So we're sort of exploring both of those things, and they do speak to each other, on some levels, and but it provides two very different experiences you can have to see the show.
So correct me if I'm wrong then, Michael. So you're directing two shows at one time, right? So when you go into
rehearsal... Yeah, it's a horrible idea.
Okay. So that means you've got two plates spinning.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. There's the walking show and the driving show. They each have their own separate first act. And then they share a second act, and then they split up again and have their own third act. So it's really like a five act, two play extravaganza, which I'm crazy enough to have schemed up.
But it's an interesting experience, certainly for the audience, because it is so immersive. And what a lovely thing. I mean, one of the great things about theater is the intimacy of it. And this brings that even more so to us.
Yeah. I mean, what's exciting about what we're doing, what we're attempting to do with the audio and visual is, you know, you can see an actor from a distance and not only hear their voice and right in your ears, but you can hear their inner thoughts as well. So it's a really interesting, you know, way of absorbing theater that is hopefully really eye-opening and ear-opening and mind-opening for people, because it really taps right in between your ears.
As of this taping, have you had a performance go off yet?
We had our first performance last night. It finally stopped raining long enough for us to do it. We hadn't quite finished checking the show yet, so that was last night in front of an audience. But yeah, we've done it once, so we're going to attempt it again tonight. It looks like the rain will hold.
Yep.
But luckily, it's a crew of incredibly talented artists, actors, dancers, technicians who are really, really fabulous and game for anything, especially an adventure. And there's members from the community. There are young actors on their first professional job. There are seasoned Broadway Tony Award-winning actors. It's a real real mix of people and a fabulous, fabulous company of artists.
I've been following this on social media, and your husband, Andy Mantis, took over the Instagram feed. But then I was confused because I don't see him in the cast. So is he just helping you, or how is that working?
Yeah, he is the associate on this.
Excellent.
On this production.
Very,
so
very
has
cool.
His hands in many, many pies.
Now, the other question I had for you is that besides this and this wonderful company, of course, you are known for your directorial work on Broadway, Spring Awakening, and, of course, Once in This Island. So how are you feeling about Broadway coming back in the fall?
I guess we'll see. I'm excited to go back to the theater. I think it's going to be an interesting experience for everyone, but I think people have really missed not only seeing theater, but also being together in a room with strangers in the dark, all sharing the same experience. So I'm really excited for us to be in rooms together again and share these stories that are so needed. You know, we need to partake in storytelling. Otherwise we lose our empathy very quickly.
And we certainly do. What's next for you after this?
Probably I'm going to sleep for about a week.
Take a long nap.
Yeah, and I have some things coming up. I'm going to be working in Tokyo a bit, actually, later this year. And I think I'm going to be back directing The Conners on ABC, which is a show I direct.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful work on that as well. Well, folks can find out more about Alien Nation by going to the Williamstown website. It's WTFestival.org. Alien Nation is outside around town, and it runs through August 15th. You can find out more information, again, by going to their website, WTFestival.org. Michael Arden is the director, and it's a great pleasure to have had him on our program. Michael, thank you very much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, and I hope everybody comes to see the show and has a great and safe summer.
Look forward to seeing it. Michael, thank you very much. Again, Alien Nation running through August 15th at the Williamstown Theater Festival. You can find out more at WTFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.